Welcome to episode 85 of Nightlight Radio. Today is Spooky Halloween Jams. This first track is from Toon Yards from the Sorry to Bother You soundtrack. Last year, we had 5 weeks of Halloween here on Nightlight Radio, so if you're looking for more jams, be sure to check those out in the archive. And today, we're just on from 3 to 4, so enjoy this one-hour episode and these spooky, spooky tunes that I've been saving up for you all year long. This is Nightlight Radio on BFF.fm, and I'm DJ Ms. Prism. Super stoked that you're listening to this episode 85, Spooky Jams.
My name is Captain Green. I have some important information, some very, very important information that I think you would really, really be interested in.
Badlands.
Oh,
by Childish Gambino. And that first track we heard was from Toon Yards from the movie Sorry to Bother You. And I was thinking back about last year's 5 weeks of Halloween and was just thinking to myself how one of the themes that felt really potent to me at that time was kind of feeling like we were going back in time, like legislations were being passed that were very anti-LGBTQ. I think it was when the president was trying to ban trans people from serving in the army, something along those lines. I didn't dig in deep to find that detail out, but I was just kind of feeling a little bummed that sometimes the world feels like it's just in that same spot where there's just so far to go still. And so many musicians are creating music around that kind of theme, just putting these like difficult topics out there, these scary topics that are just, it's like spooky to think that we're still fighting these same battles that we've been fighting for decades. So anyways, those songs were just kind of meaningful around that theme. Those artists have really powerful work and catalogs to get into. And I feel really inspired to keep on not just listening to the music that I just enjoy and is fun, but also the music that's around deeper themes or by impactful artists or historical artists that I feel like music can just cut right into our hearts and really wake us up. And you know, when we look at these like big scary issues facing our country, facing ourselves, facing our world, it can seem overwhelming. But when you think about like just connecting with one person at a time and having that conversation where you express curiosity for the way someone else sees the world and try to find some common ground, and you know, music is so often a common ground. I feel like the people in the world who are operating from like a fear-based perspective and judging people as the other and, you know, looking at a scarcity mindset instead of a communal abundant one, it's like, I'm sure that music can get through to these people. So whoever in your life you feel like needs a little wake up of some kind, think about what kind of music you can maybe share with them and connect and share your perspective, because really I feel like one person at a time is the way that change can happen. But that's not the only way. So, you know, everyone follow your heart and we'll just enjoy today and this music and dance, give ourselves some energy to fight the good fight when the time is right, and good songs to relax to when our work is done. So I love here at BFF.fm, all of our DJs just coming out, doing this volunteer show out of the love of our hearts. We're a nonprofit station, and there's just like always something new here. It's just so fun and surprising. Like right now, the station is decked out for Halloween. There are jack-o'-lanterns everywhere. It's already a spooky, weird kind of building that feels like Halloween all the time, not just at Halloween. And to make it feel even more like Halloween, the incredible DJ on before me, who just had his first live show, DJ Katsanova, was wearing his incredible Halloween costume, which is a Black Panther costume. So speaking of media that is helping put themes in the world that we got to learn from, that is a movie that is on my list for this week. So I'm going to be watching Black Panther. And shout out to DJ Katsanova for his first live show. That is awesome. I'm so stoked that he has the time slot before me. That enabled this show to become 1 hour. His show is from 2 to 3. Mine is from 3 to 4. So thank you for tuning in. Today we have a lot of fun tracks coming up. Lots of disco, funk, some jazzy songs, some Paul Simon, Idris Muhammad. We just heard a Lindstrom track, Boney M. Down with Prince Thomas. And this track is Stephen A. Clark and Theophilus London. So let's enjoy this one, and then we'll talk a little more about Halloween. All right, enjoy. I wanna love you, let me lay between your legs.
across the reason. Get on my knees in the Garden of Eden. You got me thinking about my life a bit. You got me watching who around me, cause this life's a bitch. You all luscious and I like the spit. You gon' make me cop all the Chanel wifey kicks. She got that good sauce, so I'm on my knees for it. And some fine curves, girl, I wanna sleep on it. Lots of fine rasta pasta wines from Brazil. Real, it's chill. Girl, I give you a thrill. Jordan 5, this in my wheel. Next time you gamble, you better bet on Bambi. Understand me, I'm with the souls in Miami. What season? You in the gym. Black, Rick, worth the Lamy.
Made a fairly decent living, had a fairly decent wife. She killed him, sushi knife. Now they're shopping for a fairly decent afterlife. The werewolf is coming. The fact is, most old bits are mixed reviews. Life is a lottery, a lot of people lose. And the winners, the grinners with money-colored eyes, eat all the nuggets, then they order extra fries. The werewolf is coming, extra fries. The werewolf is coming, you know. The werewolf's coming, the werewolf's coming. Yes, the werewolf is coming, Joe. I hear her howling, prowling on the hill. The werewolf and Bill. Ignorance and arrogance, a national debate. Put the fight in Vegas, that's a $1 billion game. Revenue, pay-per-view, should be pretty healthy. The usual deductions, then it all goes to the wealthy. Still, the world was coming. Yeah, the world. Complaining, just the opposite, my friend. I know it's raining, but we're coming to the end of the rainbow. The lion and the spying through. Oh, you don't know me? Okay, I don't know you too. The world's coming, world's coming on. The werewolf's coming, Bill. You better stock up on water, canned goods off the shelves, and loot's on for the old folks. Can't loot for themselves. The doorbell's ringing, could be the elves, but it's probably the werewolf. It's 11:45, and when it's midnight and the wolf bites, it's a full moon. She really got the we'll be right back.
was by Paul Simon called The Werewolf. And this next track is called Shelter by Art Feynman, who is kind of a follower of animism, which is sort of the world's oldest religion, kind of asserting that all things, living and non-living, are spiritual in nature. So this is a Californian musician. I think he's actually up here in Northern California, so wanted to introduce his song with that. All right, and let me play a station ID here, like I am supposed to. Let's see if this works.
BFF.fm is an award-winning community radio station coming to you 24/7 from the heart of San Francisco.
I love BFF.fm because of what it represents, you know, a uniting of the local music community.
The diversity of shows is way more fun than any kind of commercial radio you might find.
Become a monthly donor and you'll be connected to a cool community of music lovers helping us build strong community radio for San Francisco. Our besties.
I get to go to these cool bestie bashes and I get to have a sweet members only pin and I get to feel like I'm contributing to the community.
Join us at bff.fm/donate.
bff.fm.
Streaming with my besties.
The wind starts to whip. Everybody running for shelter.
In a city, post stores in a city. Now it is a city.
The wind started to whip, and everyone is running for shelter.
and sisters. Lend me your ears. Listen to my story of love and death. I fell deep in love with a
called Love and Death by Ebo Taylor, who is from Ghana, born in 1936. And he made music with Fela Kuti, who I think I'll be able to play as the last track in this episode. But this is the first one-hour episode. I'm already, like, wondering how I'm going to squeeze in everything into this episode that I want to share with you. I'm pretty sure next week is going to be Halloween Part 2. As I mentioned before, last week was 5 weeks of Halloween, so who knows? Maybe it'll just keep on cruising again. But yeah, this episode was super fun to put together. I love this vintage African funk music, and so there's a little sprinkling of that coming up in this mix. And yeah, I remember last year around Halloween, I was so grateful for this radio show because I had been kind of stressed out at that time, and I was able to just play all this spooky, scary music week after week. There was a lot of like really intense episodes, and like two Pride Halloween episodes, which still one of my favorite episodes of all time is episode 43, which was Pride Halloween Part 2, Pride in Transylvania, because of an album by Kim Petras, who is a trans artist, really popular, and she's come through San Francisco many times. And as well, I saw Rocky Horror Picture Show for the first time last year. So, and I saw that like after I'd already done 4 weeks of Halloween, and then I was like, I have to share this music. So it inspired the fifth week. But I'm always grateful to this station for the freedom to play whatever music is touching my heart that week. Like last week, if you were able to tune in, it was Bhakti Fest themed. This was actually 2 weeks ago because I was out of town last week in Mexico, just chilling out, which was amazing. But it was so fun to share the Bhakti Fest episode. It had different music than I've ever shared on Nightlight Radio. It had like a lot of Sanskrit music and like some kind of chanting stuff and sort of yoga-like music with references to a lot of Hindu gods, which is really fun. And actually this year on Halloween, it's Thursday, October 31st. And on Thursday nights, I love to go do kirtan, which is Sanskrit chanting, at a place here in the Mission. It's amazing. Hit me up if you want to know where it is, and I will totally give you the info. And anyways, so I might be out there with my gal Beth and maybe dress up as one of these Hindu gods or goddesses for Halloween. I'm actually wearing a sweatshirt right now that has the Oakland rapper Rocky Rivera depicted as Kali from her album Rocky's Revenge, which is amazing. So this is probably what I'll maybe wear on Thursday. But yeah, let me know what you're going to be for Halloween. If I go out to another party, my plan is to be a bee. Yes, a bumblebee. And my boo J-Bear will be a beehive. And we were just inspired by seeing the movie Fantastic Fungi at the Castro Theater like a week ago, which was by Paul Stamets and Louis Schwartzberg. Louis Schwartzberg does the show Moving Art on Netflix. If you are into like beautiful nature videos like Planet Earth and stuff, especially stop motion nature film, go on Netflix and find Moving Art, because there's 3 seasons of this and it's incredible. But in the movie Fantastic Fungi, which is going to come out around like November 29th at the Roxy Theater, Paul Stamets talks about like all the amazing mushrooms that are saving the world. It's not just like magic mushrooms, and it's not just non-magic mushrooms. It's both. And it just is a beautiful picture of all the different qualities that mushrooms have and how we can benefit from them and how we're similar to them in our composition. Like our brain networks are very similar to a mycelial network. I can't recommend this movie enough, so I'll be sure to share it out when it's coming out as a reminder. And I do have a mushrooms episode in the works. But particularly, bees are so important to our planet. They're maybe the most important bug because all of our food relies on the bees and trouble. So the amazing Paul Stamets has a way to help them. So if you go to beemushroomed.com, beemushroomed.com, you can find out. So anyways, speaking of being, how about a zombie? Enjoy this track by... Who's this one? Ephraim Zeka. Zeka. Enjoy.
Zombie no go laugh, let you tell him to laugh. Zombie no go shout, let you tell him to shout. Zombie no go dance, let you tell him to dance. Zombie no go stand, let you tell him to stand. Zombie yo zombie. Zombie yo zombie. Zombie yo zombie. Zombie yo zombie. Tell him to go fight. No jam, no sense. Jam, jam, tell him to go run. Jam, jam, no break, no jam, no sense. Jam, jam, tell him to go kill. Jam, jam, no break, no jam, no sense. Jam, jam, go and kill. Jam, jam, put on 4 rivers. Go and run. Jam, put on 4 rivers. Go and fight. Jam, put on 4 rivers. Go and kill. Jam, put on 4 rivers. Zombie, 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 zombie no go shoot, let's you tell him. Zombie no go laugh, let's you tell him. Zombie no go shout, let's you tell him. Zombie yo zombie. Zombie yo zombie. Zombie yo zombie. Zombie yo zombie. We'll be right back.
For the San Francisco music scene.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever.
That you're enjoying right now is by Idris Muhammad. And he's known for being a drummer and is just super jazzy in general. He passed away in 2014 in July at age 74. And retired in New Orleans, but he has so much jazzy music. Like, one of my favorite songs is Tasty Cakes and Turn This Mother Out. So I've played a lot of Idris Muhammad for you on various episodes, so I was excited to share this one today. Also exciting this year is a new, actually not new at all, but new to me. I learned something that I found really interesting that I'm excited to share. And it is about the roots of the holiday, Halloween. And it's also another reason to celebrate. So I know you're gonna like this. Of course, the roots of this holiday are pagan. like so many holidays. And actually, this one specifically is an ancient Celtic festival called Samhain. And if you look at this word, it's spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N. It looks like Samhain, but it is Celtic, Gaelic, so it's pronounced Samhain. So Samhain is a festival where people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts. At this time of year, when the days are becoming darker than they are light, and the harvest is ending and the winter is coming, people viewed it as a time that the underworld and the darkness was connecting with the upper world where we are, right, in the equinox, as the days go from being more light to more dark. People just really feel that change. And so they looked at it as a special time where you could commune with the ghost world and get predictions for the year ahead. And the ancient Celts actually saw Samhain as the most significant out of all four of the quarterly fire festivals. And this one, Samhain, takes place at the midpoint between the fall equinox and the winter solstice, which is the longest day of the year. So at this time of year specifically, the hearth fires in family homes were left to burn out while the harvest was gathered. And I find the concept of the goddesses of the fire of the home to be really fascinating, from like Agni as the Hindu god and Vesta as the Roman one. Because that warmth of home and that light, like fire is such a magical substance. It keeps us warm, it cooks our food, it can bring people together. But left uncontrolled, it can become dangerous and destructive. So that is Samhain. So, you know, we've got the Scorpio season starting right now and a lot of interest around the occult in our communities here in San Francisco and all around the world. Granted, in the Southern Hemisphere, it shakes out a little differently because they're on a different schedule because they're on the other hemisphere of the globe. But up here in the Northern Hemisphere, we're all feeling this kind of vibe. So I'm hoping to find a Samhain celebration to go check out. Earlier this year, I got to go to a Beltane, which maybe I'm not saying that right, Beltane celebration, which is the spring equinox. And it was really fun. In Golden Gate Park, we did a maypole and had all these flowers, and it was really special. But I love learning about the actual traditions that are the roots of these things that we celebrate so much. And it's just, yeah, like what a silly holiday, just dressing in costumes and going around asking for candy. It's wild. And I'm really grateful to be here in San Francisco, where we can dress up basically as like anything we want and not be afraid of getting harassed or anything like that. Whereas in other parts of the country, it's just not as safe for everyone to let their freak flags fly. So I hope that this Halloween, we can just, take a moment to be grateful for the freedoms that we have to celebrate and really make the most of them. So with that, this track is called Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fook's, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door, you better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Saw Lon Chaney
talking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
This track is called Blue Oasis by Chuck the Guitar Ernest. And I just wanted to make sure I told you the rest of the Samhain story about the flame of the hearth that they let burn out during these final harvests right before the winter kicks in. Because they don't just let it burn out and then let their home be dark for the winter. That would be crazy. So you gotta keep that flame burning. So what they did was they let their own hearth fire burn out as they gather the harvest. And then when it's complete, everybody celebrating, all these ancient Celtic people would join with druid priests and light a community fire using a wheel that would cause friction and spark flames, which sounds awesome. And this wheel was considered to represent the sun, and they would pray along with the wheel spinning to get this fire going. They sacrificed some cattle, and all the people participating in the ceremony took this flame that they generated as the community and took this fresh flame back to their home to keep their home's fire burning. So I think that's such a cool, significant ritual, and I was mentioning maybe on Halloween night I'm actually going to go do kirtan here in the mission, and it's actually at a fire ceremony called Agnihotra, and that is the Hindu god of fire, of the hearth. So I just love seeing the parallels amongst these different traditions and cultures, and you know how much we all have in common. It's just there's so much that we have in common. It blows my mind. So. Oh, and also, that last song is so funny, and he's talking about drinking pina coladas. And, of course, in Samhain, there was a lot of merriment and revelry, including 6 days of drinking alcohol to excess and beer and gluttonous feasts. Because, you know, humans like to party. So, let's put on... Okay, this is a neat song that... It's not specifically Halloween, but this song, I thought the vibe was Halloween-like. So let me play a little station ID for you, and then we will listen to Zindagi Mary Dance Dance from Alisha Chennai and Vijay Benedict. And this is a remix of a song that came out for a movie called Dance Dance a long time ago. So it's pretty cool. Let me get you a station ID, and then we'll enjoy Zindagi Mary Dance Dance.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever.
Bringing the underground to the foreground.
Dear audience, आज हम आपको चांद पर ले जा रहे हैं ये देखिए ये रॉकेट इस रॉकेट से एक खूबसूरत महबूबा अपने महबूब के साथ चांद पर उतरकर प्यार की मस्ती में डांस करेगी
I want to dance with you. Dance. Dance of love. Dance. On the moon.
Promised, got a fella cootie track on at the end here titled Zombie. Wow, guys, 1 hour flies by. I do have to say that. But is it good news about having just a 1 hour show? Is that it's easier for me to do it with lightness in my heart, and that's the whole point of Nightlight Radio. You may remember the whole first year I did a 2 hour show every single week, and I just wanted to practice devotion and discipline and committing to something just for the sake of like creating. And it's been such a creative journey. I'm so grateful, and I'm super stoked that now my show is 1 hour, because I feel like I can just keep it flowing with even more ease, and still have time for things like making my bee Halloween costume, you know, important things like that. So I'm so grateful that you tuned in. You're an amazing listener. I love that you chose to tune in today. It means a lot. I love sharing this music, and I'd love to hear what you think, if there's a track that you loved or something you think I should share or know or whatever. I wanted to share one cool Halloween event that I just learned about. It's on Thursday, October 31st, and it's called Haunted Halloween Hatha. Hatha is a type of yoga that is sort of like a little bit of a slower yoga practice. Not like as slow as yin or restorative, but just slower than a vinyasa class. And on the 31st at Laughing Lotus, right here, like a block away from BFF.FM studios, you can go to this class from 5:30 to 6:30 on Halloween for an hour-long ghostly flow full of tricks followed by vegan treats. After class, there will be a mini walking tour to the oldest cemetery in San Francisco. The teacher of this class is named Josie Lazo, L-A-Z-O, and she'll talk about the history of the city's cemeteries, the mission, the city founders, criminals, and indigenous people who may or may not be resting in peace there in the cemetery. So I just thought that was so fun and cool and wanted to pass along that. So that's from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, October 31st at Laughing Lotus. I couldn't find it on their website, but I saw it on the flyers in the studio this morning. I went to another Kundalini class there like I did 2 weeks ago, and it felt amazing. Love it. If you're into yoga, definitely check out episode 84, which was all about Bhakti Fest. It's a yoga festival. And I definitely have some more yoga-themed playlists coming up. But next week is going to be more Halloween music, because there's so much more to share. And I'm hoping to release a playlist of Halloween-themed party jams, which is all like the deep house, techno, dancey, super party Halloween music. So keep an eye out for that. Be sure to go to MsPrism.com and connect with me there. Subscribe to the weekly email and stay in touch in more ways than just social media. Please. That's what this is all about. That's why I love to connect through radio. All right. Enjoy this track, Zombie, from Fela Kuti. And stick around for the next show, which is the BFF Top 30 Countdown, hosted by Cosmic Amanda, featuring the top 30 albums played across the whole station, and she selects a track from each of the albums. So it's a great eclectic mix. If you like eclectic music, which you probably do if you're listening to my show, then you'll enjoy her show as well. And one more shout out to DJ Katsanova, who had his first live show today right before mine, from 2 to 3. So check that out. Mondays are a stacked lineup. All the lineups are stacked here on BFF.FM. Thursday night, Vicky's Vapor Rub. Vic's Vapor Rub is now on at, I think, 10 p.m., but that's a Thursday night show that you don't want to miss as well. So, all right. Thanks for being part of our community. Much love to you. Wishing you a spooky Halloween and a beautiful rest of the day. All right, my friend. Take care. Till next time.
Zombie,
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 zombie, go go unless you tell him to go.
Zombie,
zombie, no go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie,
zombie, no go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie,
zombie, no go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie. Unless you tell him to go.
Zombie,
zombie, no go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie,
zombie, no go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie,
zombie, no go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie.
Tell him to go straight, na joro jara joro, no break, no jam, no sense, na joro jara joro. Tell him to go kill a joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense, a joro jara joro. Tell him to go quench a joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense, a joro jara joro. Go and kill,
joro jara joro.
Go and die,
joro jara joro.
Go and quench,
joro jara joro.
Put up all the verse,
joro jara joro.
Go and quench,
joro jara joro.
Go and kill,
joro jara joro.
Go and die,
joro jara joro.
Put up all the verse,
joro jara joro.
Go and die,
joro jara joro.
Go and quench, go and kill, put up all the bars. Joro jara joro, zombie way now one way. Joro jara joro, zombie way now one way. Joro jara joro, zombie way now one way. Joro jara joro.